This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that you're doing well on this beautiful evening or this wonderful day, depending on what time you decided to tune in to Safe Haven. I want to thank everyone for listening to the past two services from this Wednesday and this past Sunday. If you have not listened to it, once you are done listening to this program, please scroll down on whichever platform that you're on. And take a listen to it. It's a wonderful program. Both of them are, actually. So, therefore, it'd be great. Want to give a little schedule update for Midweek Manna. Instead of having it at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, we're going to have it be released at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time for Midweek Manna. That means you have from 11 a.m. onward to be able to listen to it on Wednesday, because we know that you need an extra boost. So therefore, we are grateful for it. We're grateful and we're honored to be able to give you that extra boost in the middle of the week. Amen. For those who want to donate to Safe Haven, you feel free to donate to my Cash App. If you have Cash App, you can go Cash App to $BrianPusey. One word, $BrianPusey. Whatever amount that you feel that the Lord has placed on your heart to donate, we will be grateful and honored to accept your donations. All the donations are anonymous, therefore I will not share who is giving this donations. Therefore, we'll be grateful to have that. So, without further ado, guys, we're going to get right into the message today. The message is going to be coming from the letter of 1 John, chapter 5. Once again, the scripture is going to be coming from the letter of 1 John, chapter 5. That's in the New Testament. I'm going to be reading from verses 18 through 20. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. Once again, 1 John, chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. It reads as follows. We know that those who are born of God do not sin, but the one who is born of God protects them, and the evil one does not touch them. We know that we are God's children and that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, did you know? Did you know? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we want to just thank you for the message and the messenger in advance, oh Heavenly Father. We want to also thank you for every preacher and every church door that has been opened in your name this week, this day. Oh, Heavenly Father, all in your name right now, Heavenly Father. But right now, use me, oh, Heavenly Father. Empty me out of my collective individual spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, oh, Lord. My strength and my most blessed Redeemer on this day, or this evening, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Did you know? That is a very good topic, because think about it. When we come in, first off, I always suggest that you read 1 John 5 in its entirety. You get a complete overview of what's going on in this text, because when we enter this text, we're entering the end. We're entering the end of the chapter. So therefore, because part of the heading in this chapter is called epilogue. So therefore, that means this is the wrap up, baby. We're ending the story, but we're going to end the story with letting you know what's going on, what's going down. Because think about it. John, that John, the one that Jesus cared for the most, he's writing a powerful testimony. Because if you go back and read in verse 11, real quickly, because quite frankly, in verses 6 through 12, he gives a big old testimony concerning the Son of God. But I love the part in verse 11 and verse 12 where he says, "And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." You know, that's a powerful message right there. Matter of fact, I could put a footnote right there. I could put a bookmark right there and get right back to that and preach on that one in another Sunday, in another service, in another program. But right now, that is giving us a precursor for what we are learning about today. Because quite frankly, the question is, did you know? Did you know how important it is to love the Lord? Did you know that it is more than just going to church and sitting in a pew, listening to a preacher preach and listening to singers sing and being ushered to by ushers and going to ministries and helping others? This is more than that. This is more, because quite frankly, when you think about it, at the core of it, this is about something bigger than what we are and bigger than who we are. It's about whose we are. Amen. Because a lot of us, we go through life thinking that we're all alone. I know from personal experience, sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes I feel like, man, I'm frustrated. I'm alone, and I got too much going on in my mind and in my world, and I just can't see clearly. I lose my focus. I lose sight, and sometimes I want to retreat and just be alone, and then when I am alone, I don't want to be alone. Amen? I know somebody out there says, that's my testimony. Rev, why are you pulling down my alley? Why are you coming down my block? Why are you knocking on my door? Why are you sitting at my table right now talking about this? Because quite frankly, I just want to let you know you're not alone. Amen. You're not alone in this journey. You're not alone in this walk. Because some days I feel this way. A lot of people look at me and think, oh, you got it all together, Rev, don't you? You know, you got a podcast. You're doing this in the church. You're doing this in the world. You got your own place, you got your own ride, you're doing things, you seem like you got it all together. Well, newsflash, just like you, I don't have it all together, amen? I'm still struggling, I'm still trying to find my way, I'm still trying to find my peace within my peace, amen? That's right, I said peace within my peace, because quite frankly, sometimes my peace ain't peaceful, amen? And I know that's the same for some of you all right now. You know, because sometimes we are tempted to do other things. Sometimes we're tempted to move in a different direction. It's amazing. Because, you see, I like to read what verse 18 says right now. Because it says this. We know that those who are born of God do not sin. But the one who is born of God protects them. And the evil one does not touch them. That leads me into the first point of today's message, because this one is a good one. This one will probably be a chin check for some of you. First point in Did You Know is doing wrong should be temporary. Oh, I'll say that again for my note takers. Doing wrong should be temporary. What do you mean, Rev, when you say that? What I mean by that is sometimes we do wrong. God knows that sometimes we're going to do it. You know, if from my belief, there is a big book up there that God has written that has our names on it, our exclusive name on it. Now, even if we have a junior, even if we have a twin, it still has an individual book with our names on it. And quite frankly, in that book, it is written somewhere along the line that we did something wrong. Amen. Now, I don't know about the rest of the story, but I would love to believe that this is just a part of a twist. This is a part of a conflict that, you know, you think about the three act structure in life. Think about it. There's a three-act structure going on in our lives right now. I don't know which part you're on, whether it be the first act, the second act, or the third act. I like to believe, for me, I'm in my second act, getting ready to understand a little bit more about this conflict thing. But you know what? Here's the thing. That just because I did wrong yesterday, or no matter of fact, just because I did wrong today, doesn't mean that my tomorrow should be the echo of all the wrong, and I continue to do wrong and go down that domino effect, go fall down that hill of doing wrong. Amen? Yes, you did wrong. It sucks. But what you need to do is pull up your bootstraps and get on your knees and pray for forgiveness and repent and move away from what you did. Amen? That means what you did, which was wrong, should be temporary. It shouldn't be permanent. You shouldn't get all wrapped up in the wrong just because you did wrong one time. Just because you smoked something you shouldn't have smoked, you drank something you shouldn't have drank, or you did somewhat, or did something that you shouldn't have done. Amen? Doesn't mean that you should continue to do those things. Amen? That means doing wrong should be, what did I say? Temporary. Say it with me. Temporary. Amen. That means that we have to go in a different direction than what we used to. Amen. A lot of us don't want to do that because, quite frankly, sometimes we get so wrapped up in the wrong, we can't help ourselves. We say, man, this wrong feels so good. I just can't help myself. I want to keep doing it. I want to keep being wrong. Amen. Well, you know what? God is trying to tell you something. God bless you with another day and with another chance to do his will and do right by him. Amen. And some of us are slapping him in the face each and every day. It is a miracle that you woke up. It's not just circumstances you woke up this morning. No. This is an opportunity to do his will. You probably did some of his will yesterday, but guess what you're doing today? You're going to do a little bit more of his will. You're not going to just continue to do the wrong that got you to where you are, put you in the bind that you're in. My goodness, sometimes you need to look in the mirror and say, self, it is time for a change. Matter of fact, I can tell you something about me. I'll give you a testimony about me because, quite frankly, I don't want to put somebody else out here. I don't want to slander any names. I'm going to put myself out there. I looked in the mirror the other day. Matter of fact, I went to a doctor's office a few weeks back. I got on the scale and I realized I was weighing less than I normally weigh. And I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I said, self, my, you need to pump up a little bit more. And quite frankly, I said that yesterday. I said, it is time for a change. And guess what? This week, I'm going to be doing some lifting. I'm going to be doing some exercise. I'm going to do stuff to get myself back in shape the way I want to be, at the preferred weight I want to be. Am I looking good? Maybe to you, but to me, I'm not looking so good. I'm looking a little out of sorts, and I feel like I'm doing something wrong in that respect, and it's time for me to change my ways. Amen? And therefore, I don't know about you. You can take my name out of my situation, put your name and your situation in and say the same. It's time for a change. Amen? It is time. Verse 19 says, we know that we are God's children and that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. That leads me to the second point of today's message. After you realize that doing wrong should be temporary, you should be also understand that being a child of God is an important factor. I'll say that again for my note takers. Being a child of God is an important factor. You're probably asking me right now, saying, Rev, what does that mean? What does that mean that I'm important? If I'm a child of God, what makes it so important that I'm a child of God? Think about it. If you go back and read Job was picked because he was a child of God. Amen. He was picked because at that time, at that particular point in time, he was one of the best children of God at the time. I'm not saying that he was the ultimate best and always will be the best, but at that time, he was the best. And Satan chose him, and God said, yeah, pick him. Yes, he's my best. He's going to be the one. Think about that. God is putting you on a pedestal. He putting me on a pedestal because he believes in us. He believes in the core that he has placed in us from the day we were, before we were, the day we were born. Amen. He knows that whatever trial and tribulation that comes our way, we are going to come out on the other side of it unscathed. We might see a couple scratches on us, but you know what? That doesn't mean that it can't heal right away, amen? So therefore, he saw us, and he knew us. He knew exactly what we were going to go through. And you know, that's the beautiful thing about God, because God already knows that we are important. He didn't create us to come on this earth to just slither away and do nothing. Amen. A lot of us feel like if we just slither away and do nothing, it would be great. Sometimes I was thinking to myself about a week or so ago, I was thinking about, ooh, I would love to take a trip. I would love to take a birthday trip to get out of town and refresh a little bit. I've seen everybody else do it. I've seen everybody else come to town and take their vacations and refresh themselves. But here I am still here, not refreshed yet. Amen. And I started thinking to myself, ooh, I want to go to that town that I love so much, that I talk about so much. And if you see me on social media, I brought it up so many times. I said, that's going to be my future city. I'm saying that's where I'm going to live. I'm going to retire there. I'm going to do this and do that. I haven't been there in 13 years, but I still believe in that place. And I know that place is probably completely different than it was when I left it, because I haven't even seen all of the city yet. Amen. But this time I said, ooh, I will go there for a couple of days, say hello to a few familiar faces, do a couple of things in completely different places, and then come back home and feel refreshed, because I would have said, I've been someplace different, and praise the Lord, I am better than I've ever been. Amen. That's what I said in my heart. And you know what? It started to pump up my heart a little bit. It started to get me better. Now, the money's still funny, but you know what? I still believe. I still got some time. I still got an opportunity to get there, amen? But you know what? That's because I'm believing in it, and I'm believing that the Lord is going to make a way for me to be able to do it, amen? But that's me. What's your story? Some of y'all thinking that you all could take these trips and do what I'm talking about and feel refreshed. Some of y'all feel refreshed. Some of y'all don't, because you do it so much that it's become a part of you. It's become a part of your everyday thing, because quite frankly, you've gotten so used to it. It's almost like going to work. It's almost like getting up and going to the washroom. Amen. But for me, it's something I haven't done in so long. It's going to feel completely refreshing. Because sometimes the repetition is not going to always give you the resolution. Amen. That is a point in itself. Sometimes the repetition is not always going to give you the preferred resolution. Amen. That's a bonus point. I even had that one written down. Amen. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. That leads us to the third point in today's message. After you realize that doing wrong should be temporary, after you understand that being a child of God is an important factor, you must remember this. This one's easy. That Jesus is the reason. I'll say it again for the note takers, because I know you were in the middle of saying hallelujah. I know you were in the middle of saying praise the Lord. Jesus is the reason. Think about it. This is all about the Lord right here. You know, God gave us his only begotten Son that so he could save us all. Amen. I can't always quote scripture like most ministers do, but I do remember it's like, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. Think about that. He gave us his only Son, his one Son. He gave us his Son because he knew his Son would be the one. Amen. He knew that if Jesus wasn't the Messiah, guess what? Who are we talking about after 2,000 years? Amen. Who are we going to church for every week for? Amen. Who are we doing this for? Amen. What am I preaching this for? Amen. Why is your pastor preaching this? Amen. Why is that minister on the street that you think is a hobo and don't know what's going on? How come he knows that Jesus is the way? How come the person who is scolding you for going to church and doing everything right still knows that Jesus is real? Amen. How come people want to put X on Christ when it comes to Christmas? Amen. But somehow can still say Christ. Miss, amen. Why do you think they do that? Because Jesus is the reason, amen. Why do you think they made TV shows about it, movies about it, and everything else under the sun about the sun. Amen? Why? Because Jesus is the reason. I'm not the reason. You're not the reason. God is the reason, and so is his son, Jesus. A lot of us need to understand that. You know, a lot of us need to understand. Some people need to hear this message right now, amen? And you know, as I'm preaching this, I'm also teaching this, and I'm also going to be outreaching this, because quite frankly, many of us are not sharing safe haven. Some of y'all keeping it to yourself, saying, safe haven is mine, it's all mine, I'm not gonna let it shine anywhere. Well, guess what? That devil is a liar, because quite frankly, you should be sharing this. If you happen to be privileged to listen to this message, you need to be sharing this podcast. You need to be sharing this specific message, because quite frankly, Safe Haven is a ministry. Safe Haven is an outreach ministry. And quite frankly, the Lord has blessed me to go through my trials and my tribulations for one reason, to let everybody know that Jesus is the reason. Amen. God bless me to start this ministry. God bless me to be able to do this every Sunday and now every Wednesday. Why? Because the Lord has placed a call on my heart to get it all out there. Amen. I may not be able to do it in a pulpit every Sunday at an actual church building, but guess what? The Lord has given me a pulpit, an electronic pulpit, and therefore I'm using it to the best of my abilities. Amen. Preach, Reverend Brian. I'm doing the best I can. Amen. There are people clamoring at the door, knocking at my door, trying to get on this podcast. Why? Because they know how powerful it is. Because the Lord has blessed me. Some days I don't see it that way. But you know what? Just because I don't see it doesn't mean that the Lord hasn't seen it. And the Lord, and that doesn't mean you haven't seen it. Because quite frankly, this is a powerful thing. And this is a powerful ministry. Amen. And I'm finally stepping into my light. And I'm enjoying every second of it. Yes, there's going to be a fight every now and again. Every now and again, I'm going to feel down. Every now and again, I'm going to feel like I don't know what I'm doing. Every now and again, I'm going to feel like I'm a loser. Every now and again, I'm going to feel like this. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stay in that moment. I'm not going to stay in that way. Because like I said a minute ago, doing wrong should be temporary. Feeling wrong should be temporary. Feeling low should be temporary. Amen? Because I got to remember, I'm a child of God. God called me to do this. God called me to do this before I was born. Amen. God called me to do this when I got baptized at 5 years old. God called me to do this when I didn't even know what I was doing. Matter of fact, right after I got ordained. Matter of fact, I wrote it down. Safe Haven Ministries. I had no clue. I had it written down in order of service. Put it in the drawer. Did I know that years later that this was the ministry? This was the order of service that I was talking about? No, I didn't know that, but I kept working. I kept working at it, working on my ministry. Yes, sometimes I got rejected, but I still went out there and I got to know more ministers. I got to know more churches. I got to more people out here. I got to come together with many. And guess what? The Lord has blessed me with plenty. Amen. And that is your story. That's my story. What is yours? What is God blessing you to do right now? What is God calling you to do right now? Don't be afraid to step out on faith. I stepped out on faith 3 years ago and I'm still here. I was afraid for a while that I wouldn't make it to where I am right now. But guess what? God is still blessing me to do amazing things, and I am so happy that I am. And for those who are coming under the sound of my voice this evening, this morning, this afternoon, you should feel grateful and honored and blessed that the Lord has called you here right now. Here's what you can do for this ministry. You can donate to this ministry. You can share this ministry with your friends, your frenemies, your enemies. Yes, your enemies. You can share them with them all, because quite frankly, we all need to hear a word from the Lord. Amen? Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the message and the messenger right now. Just use us right now, Heavenly Father. Let us be the vessels that you have created us to be, oh Heavenly Father, to spread your word right now, Heavenly Father. We need you more than ever. Continue to bless me, oh Heavenly Father, as I continue to walk this journey and walk this path. Oh Heavenly Father, I need you more than ever. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. I'm praying for those who are looking for a church, no matter where you are. I pray that you walk into a church today. Oh, yes, I'm praying that you walk into a church right now, Heavenly, Oh, I want to just, I'm praying for you right now. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for someone who is looking to walk into the doors of a church. If they want to be a part of Safe Haven, oh, Heavenly Father, the best thing they can do for Safe Haven is not only donate, oh, Heavenly Father, but they can also share, oh, Heavenly Father. That this Safe Haven is an outreach ministry, oh, Heavenly Father. So therefore, if they click the share button with people that I don't even know, oh, Heavenly Father, and bring them to Safe Haven, that would be awesome, oh, Heavenly Father. If they donate to the Cash App, oh, Heavenly Father, that would be awesome as well. Because, oh, Heavenly Father, this ministry needs you, oh, Heavenly Father. It needs you to help us need you, oh, Heavenly Father. We need us all. As the song says, I need you, you need me. We need each other to survive, oh, Heavenly Father. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Want to thank everyone for tuning in to this particular episode of Safe Haven. We are grateful for you always. Once again, if you want to donate, you can go to my Cash App at $BrianPewsley. Once again, that's $BrianPewsley. You can donate whatever you feel that the Lord has placed on your heart. I'm not asking for a specific amount. I'm just asking you to trust the Lord, to trust me. Oh, amen. Because without you, this ministry cannot succeed. Amen. I want to thank everyone who always tunes in. I may not hear from you. I may not even know you personally, but I am grateful for you. Amen. Because you, without you, it is impossible to have Safe Haven. For those who are looking forward to Midweek Manna, we're going to have a wonderful service this week. It's going to be another great message. It's going to be, the message is going to be, He's still Almighty. We're going to be coming from Jeremiah 32. When we get to Wednesday Manna, I will tell you the specific, but read Jeremiah 32 in its entirety, and you'll understand, you'll get a precursor of what it means by He's still Almighty. All right, guys? Well, I'm going to let you go for this evening, and praying that you guys have a blessed week, just in case you don't tune in. But I suggest and I implore that you tune in. It doesn't matter what time you tune in on Wednesday. Yes, the program will be released at 11 a.m., but that doesn't mean that you have to tune in exactly at 11 a.m. to hear the message from the Lord. Whatever time you get an opportunity after 11 a.m. to listen, that would be beautiful. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the service right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that you just use us today, oh, Heavenly Father, in the way that you see fit. And right now, just bless every ministry, oh, Heavenly Father, every ministry out there that is in your name, doing the will that you have placed each and every person there under. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for this ministry. We pray for the host, the creator, the producer, the writer, the director of this ministry, oh, Heavenly Father. Thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for using me right now, Heavenly Father, to use my skills, my talents, oh, Heavenly Father, to bless others, oh, Heavenly Father, because this is about you, not about me, oh, Heavenly Father, and I'm so grateful. I'll give your name the honor, the praise, and the glory, and so will everyone else that is praying under the sound of my voice. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God, and I will see you next time.
Was an LTD Entertainment presentation.